You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We are Alice-less today, but we are not guest-less in the studio. We have got Vincent, Andrew Scammell, and we have got Anthony Crum, and we're talking about Bull Rush improv comedy. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both?
Kia ora, yeah, good, well.
That's good. Yeah. We're also talking very specifically about Ghoul Rush. Tis the season.
Yes.
The spooky theatre.
It was very close to our name.
I see what you did there. I was actually quite impressed because it can be hard to pull a good pun together sometimes.
Yeah.
This is, of course, a bit of a Halloween improv situation that you've got going on at the Basement Theatre. Mm. Let's start with the basics. What is Bull Rush for the uninitiated?
Bull Rush is an improv company, primarily. We've been running for like 3 years. And our company has grown, and we've been doing improv shows ever since the first Whangarei Fringe.
We're the longest running and best comedy at the Whangarei Fringe. That's just because COVID, but we really claim it, and we talk about it a lot.
Nice. You gotta own your wins. Yeah. You really do.
Yeah. We do a lot of improv comedy. We do a lot of short form, like something you'd see on Whose Line Is Anyway, mm-hmm. and then we mix that sort of with like more longer form where we tell longer stories, but generally very funny.
That's what we like to hear. I'm wondering where Ghoul Rush sits in that type of creating. What space is it inhabiting?
We try to push ourselves because there's like a lot of short form improv, and it's like it's fun and fast and lots of laughs. But we try to challenge ourselves by setting ourselves genres. Mm. So we did Bridgerton last year. That was very fun. we were playing with like British accents, and it was fun.
it's longer. This one is we're not telling one. There's kind of an overarching story, but yeah, we're telling like three or four longer stories mm-hmm. over the hour of the show, and
inspired by whatever we get from the audience.
Yes. Okay. So for people who haven't maybe experienced much improv comedy or improv theatre before and are freaking out at the idea that they're going to be picked on in the audience, there may be some of that or not really. You're shaking your head.
No. This one, I think we're going to get suggestions. We're going to put them into a little jar. So you'll write them down before the show. And if we do talk to you, it's not like stand-up, because stand-up comedy, the MC can be quite mean and they're trying to like...
trying to catch you.
Trying to like roast. But improv is the complete opposite. It's like if stand-up is the dark, then improv is the light. It's very up and high and like happy energy.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. People really get the bug for improv. This is what I feel like I have experienced, is that there are people who love it, there are people who are terrified of it, and there's no one in between. It's just like people who love the high energy, the chaos, the sort of different every night, every minute kind of energy to it. Presuming the pair of you fall in that category.
It's sort of, I feel like it's changing now with people like Taika Waititi, who like do a lot of improv on set for what we do in the shadows. You've got like shows like Educators, which is all improvised, entirely improvised. So you've got a lot more improvisers who are actors as well. So like the improv is becoming more part of the zeitgeist. It's a relatively new form.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't really know how to approach it or know what it is really.
Yeah, and once you've been doing it long enough, it really doesn't. It's like I tried stand up, and that was really scary.
Oh yeah,
because I've been improvising for ages. When I was 14, I started the court jester classes, and yeah. So I guess in that way, I've been doing it for like almost 10 years. So that there's no fear at all associated. And
totally.
Then when I went, okay, now you guys are going to listen to me for 6 minutes of stuff I've prepared and that I think is funny. That was far more scary.
I didn't go to your gig, but I heard that it was pretty scary.
Yeah. So we're good at making scary things.
Yay! That's a nice segue into Ghoul Rush. I do think it's interesting. A lot of improv in Aotearoa kind of draws its connections back to Christchurch. There's always been quite a hearty improv scene down there coming out of the court jesters and the court theatre, which has become in Auckland scenes like Bull Rush that you guys have got, but also Snort, of course, started by a bunch of Christchurch comedians and actors after drama school. What is it that you guys enjoy about the art form? You know, if you had to boil it down, what is it about improv that you both like?
For me, it's positivity. So I come from the stand-up world primarily, and a lot of it is like criticizing the world and lots of interesting points of view. But with improv, you're building collaboratively in a way that's very different to stand up. You're working as a team, and the focus is on storytelling. So it's much more magical. It's much more interesting than, say, where the word that I come from, which is stand up.
Yeah, the quote that resonates with me is from, I actually don't know where it comes from originally, but Zach Woods, who's an actor from Silicon Valley and, and The Office. People know him as Gabe from The Office, but his best work's in Silicon Valley. he quotes someone in saying that improv is about making your scene partners look like geniuses and poets. Oh. And it is that collaboration of taking care of your scene partner primarily, and building something together.
That's so nice.
I laugh the most when I go to improv. There's something about the fact that it's being made up right in front of you.
Yeah.
And when a team lock onto an idea and they really chase it to the end, it's funnier than any sketch you'll ever see.
There's something really so satisfying about it as well, because you're, you know, as an audience, you're experiencing the same kind of snowball rolling downhill effect that the actors are as well.
Improv at its best feels like you're hanging out with your mates and you all have like an inside joke.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's been really strange, like kind of colliding this really positive light world of improv with like all of these horror movies.
In general,
I'm terrible with horror movies. I've seen more horror movies leading up to the show for research than I have for the rest of my life, by far.
Yeah, is that by choice? Are you a big wuss? I'm a big wuss.
I'm a huge wuss. Cool. I'm the biggest wuss. I can't do them. But yeah, we've been watching them, like torturing ourselves,
suffering for your art.
Yeah, it's not good. I've been watching them back to back, and I'm starting to see some things. It's not good. Because I've been forcing myself to try to watch them by myself in the dark.
Because
I feel like when I'm with other people, I can talk my way through it and make jokes, and it takes the tension away. But if I'm by myself, locked in, I watch Midsummer and then I watch Hereditary back to back.
Oh, that's.
And I had a bad afternoon.
Had a therapy session now to unwind. Yeah. Crikey.
Yeah, I've been downloading a subtitle track that warns you of jump scares before they happen.
Oh,
that's good.
Really?
Yeah, I've been doing that. That's the level of wisdom.
That is the biggest worst energy I've ever heard, Vinny, but I appreciate it. I really do. This is all going to be, you know, stirred up in your cauldron and performed as part of Ghoul Rush, which is happening at Basement. Tuesday the 31st of October is opening night.
Halloween.
That would be a good night to get a ticket, I reckon.
Yes.
Runs through till Saturday the 4th, though, and tickets are, as always, from iTicket, or you can go to the Basement website. Who are you hoping comes along to this? What do you think people should bring into the space?
I think people who just want a fun night. It's not necessarily scary, and it's not going to be all funny. It's going to be somewhere in between.
Cool.
So you're going to have, it's going to be a very unique experience, unlike any other theatre show or performance you'll see. So I think just for the spectacle of it, come along. Also, dress up.
I was going to ask.
Yes.
Is that encouraged? It
is. Definitely. Dress up.
Cool. Okay, excellent. Costumes definitely encouraged here. Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much for coming in to speak with us this morning, Anthony, Vinny. It's lovely to have you in the studio. Break a leg. We'll see you in the Basement.
Cool. Kia ora. Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.